Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Two recent actions in response to tribal concerns illustrate ways in which government officials are recognizing a broader historical and cultural context when it comes to public monuments and place names. In the northern New Mexico town of Taos, officials removed the name of notable frontiersman Kit Carson from a public park. The action comes after years of discussions with leaders from the nearby Taos Pueblo. Carson became a legend in pulp novels and exaggerated news accounts and spent the last quarter century of his life in Taos. But his legacy is tarnished by his brutal treatment of Navajos, Apaches, and other tribes. He was a key player in the Long Walk, the forced march of captive Navajos that resulted in the deaths of 3,500 Navajo men, women, and children. Jesse Winters from Taos Pueblo was on the town panel deciding on the park's name. He says Kit Carson is a common historical reference in New Mexico. He says renaming the park is a small gesture toward acknowledging all of what Carson represents.
My experiences at the park were just as anybody else, and just enjoying what the park, what it means to have an open community park. And as time goes on and as the world opens up and my eyes opened up as well, these are the things that you grow up with, trying to understand how your identity sits in balancing traditional roles as well as modern roles, you know, going to school, going to work like everybody else. And it's a balance that we learn how to live with. And, you know, Kit Carson is just one of the many names and streets. There's the Kit Carson Forest. It really has a lot more of an effect than we realize. And so when it came to just the name of this park, people before my time were already seeing Kit Carson Park as something identified as something to be addressed and renamed. And so now that's where we're at.
That is Jesse Winters, a citizen of Taos Pueblo. Another action in Michigan recognizes the determined efforts by tribes there over nearly three decades. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers just removed a tall obelisk that celebrated the construction of a shipping lock. The obelisk sat atop the remnants of a burial ground that was largely destroyed when the lock was built more than a century and a half ago. Paula Carrick, the Bay Mills Indian Community Historic Preservation Officer, says the tribe had to jump several hurdles over 27 years to get to this point.
In December of 98, we first learned of Section 106 by a letter that came through our office that they were going to demolish the burial ground and turn it into a big bandstand. So we went to fight. The Corps of Engineers told us that we had to prove it was a burial ground, even though it was on all their old maps, burial ground. They made us prove it was a burial ground. And so we did. Then they made us prove that we had ancestors buried there. So we did.
Carrick says the tribes are working now to secure more say in how the site is managed. However drawn out, the actions in Taos and Sault Ste. Marie in Michigan reflect a growing awareness of the full scope of history. That's the message from Cochiti Pueblo Historic Preservation Officer Gregorio Gonzalez. He says tribes are having increasing effectiveness in reshaping the historical narrative that once left out Native voices.
I see these things as very intentional in the way that the government tries to, again, assert that kind of authority, that power. But then now we're kind of at this point where I think tribal nations are starting to really see this opportunity as a way to not just speak to, you know, a void, but rather to actually to engage thoughtfully and meaningfully in what those histories were and what those experiences have been, but then also moving the conversation beyond one of those things where we're having to retell those kinds of historical traumas, but instead invest in our peoplehood, instead invest in who we are as indigenous peoples and as tribal nations.
Gonzalez says despite a recent push on the federal level to diminish Native historical perspectives, he expects constructive dialogues to continue, especially on the local level. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.